2VM on the line. I've got Member for Northern Tablelands and New South Wales Minister for Agriculture, Adam Marshall. Good afternoon, Adam.
G'day, Cam. How are you?
I'm good. How you been going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well. Flat chat. Lots of vaccination clinics happening across our region and just generally trying to address a few issues and help people out and get some more financial support to some of our businesses at the moment as well.
Well, tell us about it. We're talking about boarding schools, I gather, are we? And the lockdown that's in place at the moment.
Yeah, the Queensland government has released a boarding school exemption, so very kind of them, that allows boarding school students that are based in Queensland but live in New South Wales to return home for the school holidays. The only problem with their so-called exemption, Cam, is that it requires those students upon returning to Queensland to do 2 full weeks of quarantine at their own expense. So families have got to make the decision about whether they actually bring their children home these school holidays or not, because if they go back, they'll face 2 weeks of not going to school and 2 weeks of quarantine at their own expense, which is absolutely extraordinary. This is a complete departure from all the other previous arrangements during the pandemic with the Queensland government, and it's just absolutely heartless, callous, and disgraceful. And I've written to the Premier and to their Chief Health Officer saying, come on, you know, fair's fair. Don't punish these kids that are from areas that pose absolutely no public health risk to you as a government. And if they're from the border zone communities, let them go home, let them be with their families for 2 weeks like all the other school students across Australia, and let them return without having to do 14 days quarantine, which is absolutely pointless, expensive, and it's really only going to serve to keep families separated.
Yeah, so hopefully you have a better outcome than most people, because apparently the Queensland Premier and all of them don't like getting back to people.
No, well, they don't, but as we saw with the Mungindi Hospital situation, they were forced into a situation where they had to make a massive and embarrassing back down, but they did it, and they tried to do it very quietly and hope we didn't notice, but we did.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, and so it just goes to show people power can make a difference, and I'm hoping that we can have a similar result with these boarding school students.
Yeah, so when's it starting back up? Next week, is it?
From Saturday.
From Saturday, all right, that's the 9th.
Yep.
All right, no worries. Anything else you'd like to touch on before we head off?
Well, I'm the Premier and the Deputy Premier. I want our region released from lockdown when the regional lockdown is due to end this Friday. We've got no cases in our region. We've done everything asked of us by government. We've all rolled up our sleeves in record numbers and continue to do so, and will continue to do so. And I don't think we should be made to wait until we get to 70 or 80% double dose, because the whole objective of the 4-week lockdown was to suppress the spread of the virus, to make sure that our health system wasn't under any undue pressure. Well, it's impossible to suppress that which does not exist. We don't have any cases here, so we've got nothing to suppress. And I don't think anyone would have a problem that if we do have cases, we go into lockdown. But because we don't, we should be released to allow kids to go back to school, to allow our businesses to go and operate again, because they've been put absolutely to the wall, and people's mental health has suffered as well. We've done everything asked of us. We've worked hard by good management and some good luck. We've kept COVID away until we get to those 70 or 80% double dose levels. Now we need to let a number of people in our communities get back to business and get back to some normality. We have to.
Yeah, I'm all for that too. And we can still wear masks. That's not a problem. But
masks and QR coding and all that sort of stuff and social distancing, of course, it's going to remain, and the one person per 2 square metre rule and all of that stuff, absolutely. But we've got to allow businesses to open again and people to move freely within our region anyway, where there are no cases.
Yeah, that's a good plan. All right, Adam, thank you very much for the talk this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Cam.
All right, and you have a good one, and get back to your WebExes and all that kind of stuff that you've been doing.
Will do. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.